Breaking news coming from Oklahoma, where the co-founder of one of the largest natural gas companies in the United States has died in a car crash just a day after being indicted. At a news conference just a little while ago, Oklahoma City Police announced that Aubrey McClendon, the former head of Chesapeake Energy, was killed today in a one-car crash. And this news came after the Justice Department announced yesterday that it had charged McClendon with conspiring with his rivals to keep the price of oil and natural gas leases low. Joining us now with the latest is Brian Hardzinski of KGOU in Norman, Oklahoma. Brian, what more do we know about McClendon's death?
What we know so far is just what the Oklahoma City Police Department said in their press conference a little more than half an hour ago. That accident occurred just after 9 this morning in northeast Oklahoma City. It was a single vehicle accident based on television helicopter footage I saw this morning. A white SUV reportedly hit a bridge, and it was apparently engulfed in flames. The TV helicopter showed the charred remains of a vehicle. And according to the Oklahoma City police captain who spoke during that press conference, he said emergency crews arrived to find that vehicle engulfed in flames, and they had to wait for the Oklahoma City Fire Department to put that blaze out before they could properly respond.
And let's listen to some of what he said. This is Captain Paco Balderrama of the Oklahoma City Police.
He pretty much drove straight into the wall. The information and the evidence out there at the scene is that he went left to center, went through a grassy area right before colliding into the embankment. There was plenty of opportunity for him to correct or get back on the roadway, and that didn't occur.
Opportunity to correct, and that didn't occur. He drove straight into a wall, and as we said, this comes just a day after the Justice Department filed these charges against him.
Right. I mean, it's obviously too early to speculate, and it would be irresponsible to try to draw any connection. But yesterday, the federal grand jury did charge him with conspiring to rig bids for the purchase of oil and gas leases in rural northwest Oklahoma. And the indictment that came down yesterday said it was the first case in a series that's stemming from this ongoing federal probe into what they called price fixing in the oil and natural gas industry.
Brian, just give us a sense of what this means in Oklahoma City. This guy, he was, I believe, a part owner of the Thunder, right? And just a well-known person all over town.
He was. He was really a larger-than-life figure. He was well-known for his philanthropic contributions. He was involved with numerous organizations and nonprofits around the city. He donated extensively to both his alma mater, Duke University in North Carolina, and the University of Oklahoma, where his parents went to school. And he was well known for his wine collection, his collection of antique maps. And like you said, he was a significant player in the ownership group of the Oklahoma City Thunder professional basketball team.
And just 56 years old, Aubrey McClendon, again, the former CEO of Chesapeake Energy, one of the largest natural gas companies in America, has died in a car crash just a day after being indicted. We'll keep following this story. Brian Hardzinski at KGOU in Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. I'm sorry it had to be under these circumstances.
Absolutely.